Hi, this is Stuart Wade from Down to the Bone, and welcome to this 30-minute radio special celebrating the release of an exciting new box set of the re-release of our first three albums on Trippin' and Rhythm Records. Today you'll have the chance to hear some old grooves and some new stuff that we've recently recorded live in the studio. That will all be available as bonus tracks on the box set. So, how did it all start? Well, allow me to take you back, way back to 1993, where I'm in a studio remixing a track called Joy Is Free for a soul band that I was with at the time. It's a stripped-down version with extra beats, wah guitar, and a driving groove, as usual. So I'm sitting there thinking of what to call this remix. Well, taking the idea that I've stripped the track down to its raw groove elements, I decided to call it the Down to the Bone Remix, where it receives huge radio support and generates a lot of interest around the more jazz funk orientated club scene in the UK. It also receives rave reviews in the more jazz funk orientated music magazines and gets an awful lot of support from those type of DJs. So I really felt that I was onto a good thing with what I was trying to do. It was the direction I really wanted to go at the time with the music, so I decided to take that concept and create a new project called Down to the Bone, based on a groove and all the elements I love from the jazz, funk, acid jazz and groove scene. At first, because I had no idea what was actually going to happen, we decided to do a couple of EP vinyl 12s just to see how it would go. At first, I had no idea of how successful it would be and didn't realise it would be so warmly received across the world and largely in the US. I never thought it would lead to a live band, a total of 10 albums, top 10 radio and sales hits, with the first album reaching number one on the US jazz sales charts, and a Grammy nomination, with the 11th album in the pipeline, when all I knew was that I just loved this funky groove music and just somehow wanted to get involved. I was also so amazed to get the chance to work with some of my musical heroes and include them on some of the albums, such as one of my favourite ultimate heroes, Mr. Roy Ayres, but also Brian Auger, Ruben Wilson, Jeremy Steig and Flora Purim, but also getting the chance to include remixers such as Agent K, Kaidi Tatham, Daz IQ, Beanfield, DJ Spinner and the band Speedometer, who all remixed certain tracks for me. Now that there's a live band, that's evolved and gone through a few changes over the years, with players coming and going. The US live band is now led by bassist Rufus Philpott, who keeps things in a jazz-funk style and makes sure that all things are groovy. Because of the changes within the music business, I had to create two live bands, one for the US and one for the UK, because gigs started shifting from 2 to 3 week tours to just one-off gigs here and there, with big gaps in between. And because of this, it became impossible to get a UK band to fly over just for one-off dates here and there throughout the year. So I had to adapt to the changing times in order to continue to do gigs both in the US and over here in the UK. So I guess I'm one of the few bands that could do a gig both in the US and in the UK at the same time and on the same day. So, onto the new project, which is the re-release of the first three albums as a special box set with added newly recorded bonus tracks using the live UK band. And I gotta say, I'm really thrilled that Trippin' and Rhythm Records have taken this on and are releasing it in the US and Canada. So these first three albums are extremely special to me, as obviously they are the ones that started it all off for me and got the whole thing going. Never did I think it would go much further than From Manhattan to Staten as the first album, but if I could use my love of all things groovy to create something, anything that I could use that was good enough to contribute to the whole jazz funk scene that I loved, then I would have been happy with just that. But without the success of these three albums, there would never have been any future for Down to the Bone, as these three were the building blocks to where we are now. I'm so excited that these first three albums are being re-released as a special box set, because for the first time it was my free choice, because the rights reverted back to me earlier last year, so I alone was able to choose who could re-release them. These three albums represent the top 10 hits, such as The Zodiac, Staten Island Groove, and Brooklyn Heights, and a Grammy nomination. They are also probably the main releases Down to the Bone is known for, both with successes and for establishing the whole Down to the Bone sound. For the new recordings or bonus tracks, I wanted to try something different. I have fantastic live bands both in the UK and US, and I wanted to somehow incorporate the live side into the recordings. I usually record in my home studio using musicians to play their parts individually, and I'm not always lucky enough to be able to use the guys in the live band. I was able to record live studio versions using the UK band, with everyone in full recording studio at the same time, which was a real first for me as I'd never had the chance to do this before. As these are tracks the band plays live in the sets already, the process was fairly straightforward. I feel that over the years, all the learning processes I've gone through have helped build towards having these great musicians represent my music. So, onto the bonus tracks of the box set. And the first new bonus track is the live studio version of Brooklyn Heights, with a different arrangement which is more along the lines of what we do on the live set, with the addition of horn lines. It's probably our most famous track and has been added to the From Manhattan to Staten album on the box set, with added solos just to show off what we do live. Thank you. Silent Groove, another of our most famous tracks that really got things going for us both in the UK and the US and around the world. And once again, I really wanted to show off what the live side of this band does with slightly different arrangements. This has also been added to the From Manhattan to Staten album on the box set. never really wanted to do covers, either recording-wise or within the live setup. But after UK bassist Joe Philpotts, drummer David A. Giovannini and keyboardist Alex Bennett started messing about with Deja Vu during a sound check, I decided to try it out for the live shows. It went down really well and became a standout track within the shows. With the box set, I had the chance to add it, so included it in the recording session and then added it as a bonus track to the Spread the Word album. So, I hope you enjoy it. We'll be right back.
Come on!
Track is a twist on an old favourite of mine. I sometimes DJ and also do a podcast, which is posted on the Facebook page, as I have a fairly large vinyl collection of all things groovy. I sometimes DJ before the live sets in the UK and have been playing Concrete Jungle by Little Beaver and thought it would work out well as an instrumental with the UK band's live set. I wanted to keep the live covers exclusive to the live shows, but took this opportunity to try them in the studio, and adding Concrete Jungle to the Urban Grooves album was a no-brainer, or obvious thing to do. Well, I can't believe it's been just over 20 years. In fact, it may even be longer that I've been doing Down to the Bone. Over the years, I've learned so much regarding the recording process, to building a repertoire of musicians and contacts within the music world, to running my own business, which I never thought I would ever do on my own. Along the way, I've been supported by a growing band of fans who have helped me to keep this going. So I want to take this opportunity to thank everyone who has supported Down to the Bone, both the fans, musicians and radio stations and the DJs who play us. So this box set is available right now and it's from wherever you usually buy music. It's on Trippin' and Rhythm Records and I just wanted to take this chance to say thank you to everybody who has supported Down to the Bone and thanks for listening. Cheers.